Well, UMD's got a great outdoor education program here, and it equips their graduates to go out, to get out, and to explore the world and teach kids how to explore the world. One of UMD's recent graduates is Keon Mustafi, and he joins us this morning in the studios. And we were just having kind of a giggle about this because you've announced that you and your friend are going to hike the Appalachian Trail.
That's right.
But when you say that, you don't wink at people.
No, we don't.
And then people look at you and say, is that a euphemism? And you go, no, I'm really going to go onto the Appalachian Trail and hike.
Yeah, I had no idea that that the congressmen were using that as a little
cover-up.
Yeah.
So, and it just makes it harder for well-meaning people who want to actually hike the Appalachian Trail.
It's
to
truly
be taken
sad.
Serious.
Yeah,
it truly is. See, now this, though, I mean, it's, as far as cover stories go, this is kind of lame because the Appalachian Trail is like, what, 2,000 miles?
Yeah, just a little bit over.
2,200 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would have come up with a better excuse, to tell you the truth, because nobody in the universe would have bought that I was going to hike 2,200 miles. When are you guys going to start this?
We leave Duluth on Friday, and we'll start on next Tuesday, so just a week from today, actually.
So what was the plan behind this? As outdoor ed majors, was there some kind of a... I mean, did that tie in somewhere? Is this sort of a holy grail of a hike, or did you just wake up one morning and go, I gotta go somewhere warm?
I think it's kind of a combination. There's, you know, it is a holy grail of a hike, you know, and there's different degrees of interest in long distance hiking in the outdoor program, but Chuck and I both found each other in the program and kind of connected that way. And once you find somebody else who shares that passion, it's pretty easy to get that spark turned into a fire.
Sure. Yeah. So your friend Charlie, he graduated
last year,
and you graduated
in 2013.
Okay.
Yep.
So you guys said, let's do a hike.
Yeah, it's kind of the perfect time in our lives because we're sort of in that transition between school and full-time kind of, you know, grown-up jobs and everything. So what a better time to take off some a huge chunk of time and walk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, being in outdoor education, that could very well end up being your job.
Yeah, very true. Even just the Appalachian Trail Conservancy has a lot of jobs along the way, and, you know, you can meet countless people. So only... see what it turns into.
Hiking and passing out resumes as you go.
Yeah, right.
So, what you have a what English? I'm struggling to speak English. you come up with this idea. You say we want to hike the Appalachian Trail. What part of it is the part that's most exciting to you?
For me, it's kind of the adventure, like the unknown aspect of it. I don't know that I can do it, but I get this crazy idea in my head that I got to try, and you know, there's only one way to find out, so we got to go out there and hike it.
How long does it take somebody to hike 2,200 miles?
The usual is about 6 months, but we're hoping to do it in 4, and we've planned for 5. So in case we're a little slower than we hope, we've got a little extra food, but we're hoping to do it quite a bit shorter than the average.
Are you going to carry 6 months or 5 months worth of food with you?
No, we mail all the food out. So I actually just dropped my food boxes at home, and my parents are kind enough to not let me starve. So they're going to,
that's nice.
A mother's love. So
yeah.
They're mailing it out to the different post offices along the way, and we'll just hike from post office essentially and pick up food.
Pick up food.
Yeah.
And if there's any kind of an interruption in the postal service, then there will be issues.
Yeah. Hopefully a grocery store or a gas station. We can find some tuna or something. Yeah.
Can a person hike the Appalachian Trail on Twinkies?
Ooh.
So what do you think this is going to do for your education? You know, you got out of college a couple of years ago. You've got the academics. You've got some of the practical experience through UMD's outdoor education program. But you're going to have this incredible adventure. What's that going to bring to you, do you hope, when you start looking for that or get that grown-up job?
For now, I'm hoping that it might open the door to just having a bigger audience if we do another trip in the future. There's the Pacific Crest Trail and the Continental Divide. Both of those are longer than this one, so if we decide to do something in the future, we've got a little bit of an audience. And then when we come back, we're hoping to maybe talk to some schools. We're working on putting a short film together with it, and we're blogging the whole trip, so maybe we can use some of that as an education tool in and of itself and see where that leads us to.
I was kind of wondering about what you do on a hike that long. You chat with the other person, of course, mm-hmm. and then you are kind of lost in your own thoughts, and at some point you probably start thinking, my feet hurt, I wish I had a Twinkie, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Now, have you done long hikes before?
The most I've hiked in consecutively would be like 100 miles, so nothing near this scale. And I think I could say the same for Charles. So we've got a book each, we've got a hacky sack, a cribbage board, and other than that, you know, twiddle our thumbs if we get bored or just go to bed really, really early.
I know I can. Can you hike and read at the same time? I mean, I can walk and read at the same time.
I don't think I could walk or hike and read, especially the mountain trails. But you could, you know, it does bring up the point of audiobooks, and I hadn't thought about that. So
sure.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think about how much inner navel gazing a person can do before they say, I'm really tired of my own thoughts here.
You know, the AT is pretty well known for huge breakdowns. You're going to run into people that are just losing it on the side of the trail, and then they, you know, they pull themselves back together and get to the top of the next mountain and maybe lose it at the bottom of the next one. But as long as you keep going, it's kind of what matters. But yeah, there's definitely going to be high, high highs and very, very low lows as we go.
So you can maybe say comforting things to people that are in the middle of that meltdown. You can maybe come along and offer a little emotional first aid or physical first aid, as it may.
Call that trail magic. People just helping out other people along the way, and apparently it's really, really common. And it's one of the things people say that they take back with them the most after hiking the AT.
Trail magic.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a nice phrase.
I love that. Yeah, because you find it in other little spots, and now we kind of have a word for it. If folks are interested in following your adventures and escapades, mm-hmm. where are you blogging? Is there a link that we can set up so folks can keep track of you guys?
The best one would be our Tumblr, and that one is under Follow the Footfalls, all one word, and then it's .tumblr.com.
Okay.
And we also have a Facebook page, Keon and Charlie Hike the Appalachian Trail. I think Vagabonds goes before that, too. We've been kind of going under the moniker Vagabonds.
Okay.
So those are going to be the two best places to follow along. We're kind of multi-social meeting, so as we spread out, we'll kind of add some more stuff. But the Tumblr is our main blog.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. set up a link then.
Awesome.
Keon, thanks so much for coming in
this morning.
Lisa. It was great that you hiked in, and appreciate it. Keon Mustafa joined us this morning in our studios. He and his friend are leaving to hike the Appalachian Trail on Friday, and the hike itself begins on Tuesday.